We are in the thick of March Madness, the Sweet 16, with an Elite Eight matchup tomorrow at Chase Center. The excitement around the NCAA basketball tournament is also a big business. The season drives up sports betting in California, and experts are concerned about the impact on young people who could be susceptible to gambling addiction. KQED's Juan Carlos Lara reports.
David Leong of Los Angeles was 16 years old the first time he made money on a sports bet.
I'll never forget one day my dad asked me if I thought the Lakers would win. I was like, yeah, sure, they would win. Sure enough, they win. And he wins money and he breaks me off with a $20 bill.
By the time he was 18, Leong was making more money, applying for credit cards, and taking out loans. He says he put all this money towards sports betting.
My parents, they definitely catch on. You know, they see me in front of my laptop, like watching football all day.
Leong says his first big win was $10,000 in just a day, and he gambled it all away. At 24, Leong says he sought out treatment after his parents threatened to kick him out. And by that point, he was hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt.
Deep down inside, I really did want to quit, but I just couldn't.
Leong says he's quit gambling. He now works as a social worker for a gambling treatment business. According to the California Gambling Education and Treatment Services Program, over a third of problem gamblers under 30 said they bet on sports in the 2018-2019 fiscal year. 5 years later, that number jumped to more than 60%. Dr. Timothy Fong is co-director of the UCLA Gambling Studies Program, which helps oversee the state's treatment program. He says he's concerned about how easy it is for kids to gamble on their phones.
You're growing up in a world where gambling is ubiquitous. You have a casino in your pocket.
He and other experts are also concerned about loot boxes sold in video games that could prime kids for gambling later in life. These loot boxes contain mystery prizes. Fong recalls the impact that had on his own son while playing a basketball video game.
Where he kept buying these packs to try and get the player he wanted. But he kept buying and he kept not getting it. Buying. Eventually, in the span of about 2 hours, he spent $1,000.
The California Council of Problem Gambling has recorded an increase in callers who report spending excessive time or money on video games because it gave them a gambling-like rush, from around 200 callers to nearly 350 over a five-year span. I'm Juan Carlos Lara, KQED News.